So, Nicole, congratulations on that win. That's your second of the week. You're obviously having a good time here in Birmingham.
Yeah, no, it's been phenomenal. Obviously, after the first day, I wanted to try and get my second win, but it's taken a few classes, and finally, it's come.
And how did it feel out there? I mean, when you jumped and you knew you'd gone clear with a good time, did you feel like it was a good ride?
It felt like a good round when I came out the arena, and then obviously when John Whittaker was like a bit slower, I was kind of had a little bit of a breather, but I knew obviously my David Simpson and Guy Williams, and obviously there are a few other riders, really quick ones to come. I was sweating.
I was going to say, did you actually sit and watch it?
I did. I was actually out there, and I had to have the camera on me, so I was had to be very polite for what I was trying to say.
Because there were a couple of riders that went slightly quicker, but of course missed that last fence.
Yes, well, Guy Williams and David Simpson, so they were the two I picked out that I thought was obviously going to be able to beat me, and for my side, it was very fortunate for me that they had the last.
And do you have to resist the urge to punch the air when they do that?
Not really. I suppose it's sport and you should, like, everyone's together, okay, like, you're individual when you're in the arena, but obviously David Simpson, it's a bit more closer to home because obviously he's the engaged to my sister, so.
You really turn some of those corners at quite an angle. It's like watching, almost like watching a motorcycle race or something like that. I mean, what does that feel like on the horse?
I've had Victor probably about 3 years now. He's always been a quick horse. So for a speed class like this, you would always pick him because he's so careful and he lands running. So you know you're going to be quick. And it's for him, it's so easy to be able to pick a stride up. So turning tight and on the corners, it just comes so easily for him.
So how many times have you competed at Hoy's now?
This will be my 12th year.
Your 12th year. And how does this compare to your other competitions?
It's by far the best. 2006 was pretty good. I won the Grade C, second and third in the newcomers, 10th in the Fox. But this year has just been phenomenal, obviously, throughout the international classes as well. And not coming out the top four in most of the classes that I've done, it just is amazing.
And you look like you're just having such fun out there in the arena. Is he a fun horse to ride?
Definitely. He just puts a smile on your face as soon as you get on him. And, yeah, he wants to do the job. He's careful. He's fun. He just makes it so much fun.
And he looks like he'd want to do it even if you weren't riding him.
He's definitely got quite a lot of adrenaline. I think that's what helps as well, really. He can be a little bit naughty once you've ridden him to be able to calm him down. It's a different story, but he's just amazing as soon as you get on him.
And what are your plans for the rest week? For the rest of the weekend?
He's jumping the Speed Horse of the Year tomorrow. Our Duchess got the Grand Prix, and Ultimate Z has the Grade C National Final.
And you say you've had your best Hoy's ever. What sort of reward will he get?
A long holiday, ready for Portugal in February.